This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Today, I'm going to be traveling to Normal to participate in the Women Changing the Face of Agriculture Conference. Penny Lauritsen, who is a member of the Illinois AgriWomen Group, was involved with the planning of the event and says they are expecting over 500 students to attend.
We've got almost 550 high school students and 100 to 150 college students coming in on Friday to the Bone Student Center at Illinois State University in Normal. We're excited because this group of young ladies have somewhat of an ag background in that they're perhaps an FFA member, a 4-H member, or a student at the Chicago Ag High School. So it's our effort to reach out to these young ladies to share with them the vast opportunities for women in the agricultural, food, natural resources, energy industry.
Penny says 40 companies, as well as universities and community colleges, will be represented at the career fair for networking opportunities.
We're excited this year to have 40 companies and agricultural agencies represented, from Tate & Lyle to Monsanto to One Earth Energy to the USDA Farm Service Agency, Natural Resource Conservation Service, and Rural Development. We also have 12 colleges and community colleges represented, so the girls will have an opportunity to visit with women that have found kind of an outside-of-the-box career at higher education, but yet still related to agriculture. The women that attend, we're going to have probably about 250 professional women, are representing the ag industry and the vast array of career tracks that they have at those companies. It may be sales. We have two young ladies that are there from the Mashoff that are involved with the hog industry and presenting the opportunity to farm families, to raise hogs. So as you see, these women have come into the ag community and can now serve as role models for the students. We can actually say to them, no, it may be a male-dominated industry, but there are career tracks that are opening up for young women, and you have an opportunity to find a very, very good paying job that will help you provide for your family in the future.
This is the seventh year for the conference, and Penny says they had to close registration in January because there was such a good response.
This is our seventh year. We actually do not have quite as many students this year as we did last year because we are fine-tuning every year. We had over 850 students last year and decided that we had bit off a little more than we can chew. So we're being realistic and trying to provide the best experience possible for the girls that do make time to come. So here in our seventh year, we've got the 550 high school students and the college students that are coming to learn a little bit more and also help us host the high school students and encourage them to ask questions and find out a little more about college life right from the girls that are there. So this is the format that has developed, and we think will give them a good experience. We actually had to close registration in mid-January. This event has become so popular with our young women that are aware of it and are finding from older class members, older siblings, that it was an experience of a lifetime, and they want to make sure that they're there.
Any woman interested in becoming a member of Illinois AgriWomen can do so by visiting illinoisagriwomen.org or womenchangingthefaceofagriculture.com. Penny says she encourages everyone to visit the site to learn more and to see how exciting it is to be working with the students.
want to encourage everyone to take a look at our website and get a sense of how exciting it is to reach out to these young people, to provide networking opportunities, and to encourage them into the agricultural industry. We all hear how difficult it is going to be to find enough young people to work in our industry. And I think we need to be realistic in looking at the young women as our potential employee pool, candidates for new jobs that are coming up in the industry. We don't want to miss out on 50% of our brain power that is out there and excited and committed to agriculture.
Penny Lauritzen, representing Illinois AgriWomen and the Women Changing the Face of Agriculture Conference. And just one last reminder for you this morning, the Gillespie FFA is teaming up with CHS to fight hunger and help local food pantries stock their shelves. The Gillespie FFA chapter will have a cookout this Saturday, March 5th, from 10:30 in the morning to 1 p.m. at the Dollar General store in Gillespie. All proceeds from the cookout will go towards the challenge with CHS and the Harvest for Hunger to benefit local food pantries. Once again, that's tomorrow, Saturday, March 5th, from 10:30 to 1 p.m. at the Dollar General store in Gillespie. Gillespie FFA cookout. And that's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.